This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a quote for you. It's from the Upanishads, the Hindu scriptures. A sharpened edge of a razor, hard to traverse. A difficult path is this, the poets declare. It is a poet's image of the very sharp nature of spiritual life. What Somerset Maugham used in entitling his novel, The Razor's Edge. We are looking at the cutting edge of Lincoln's spiritual life, Lincoln's common life, cutting away whether he was president or not. He being president is not what makes his spiritual life important. His spiritual life makes his common life important and makes his being president even more important. Religion, so pictured, is not a dull habit but an acute fever, so said William James. Spirit is about what matters most in life, and when it comes alive, it is the most powerful and the most dangerous force in the world. What does the razor's edge cut? How is this narrowest of paths become a spiritual journey? Three ways. It cuts away the ego from the self and calls the person to sacrifice for the community. The all-important life raft called the ego is sunk in the spiritual life. As Leonard Cohen sings about those who can see Jesus, only drowning men can see him. In other words, the extremity of spiritual life, the hard path, is necessary for a spiritual vision. Otherwise, we are blinded by the material world. The ego is driven by a hunger for worldly fame and power. The spiritual life exists elsewhere, in the dark, in silences, in the sadness off stage, in the sacred groves, the holy temple, the human heart. The razor's edge takes us to the edges of society. Spiritual renewal often comes from the displaced person, the alienated one. We see the social and psychological identity of Lincoln when we use this razor to cut away the accepted markers of material life. So too with Lincoln's spiritual life. We start with seeing him cut out of the mainstream of American civilization. Lincoln was not from Boston. He was from the boondocks. Lincoln did not have a good education. He had an average frontier education. Lincoln was not a good-looking person, especially growing up. To New Englanders, they considered him negatively as both brown and Western. Only in his spiritual life, as that grows within him, do we begin to see a natural and even an alluring beauty in his face. Nothing ever comes easy to Lincoln. His path was not a broad highway to opportunity, but rather a tortuous and narrow frontier path where opportunity only came with hard knocks. Lincoln sacrifices everything for the larger community. He was worth $80,000 when he was elected president, just as he was worth $80,000 on the night he was killed as president. In his early legal career, he gained wealth, but he never leveraged it politically. And Lincoln was not actually a success. He is revered for helping to accomplish the seemingly impossible, saving the Union and starting a pathway to freedom for blacks. But by the measure of his own ideas and ideals, he failed. He was murdered in office, undoing much of his success and all of his future hopes. His plans for mercy and charity in the rebuilding of America, they were defeated by radical Republicans in Congress, especially after he died. The new birth of freedom that he envisioned also led to the coming inequalities of the Gilded Age and the injustices of the robber barons and the further exploitation of natives, blacks, in the land. The razor's edge of the spiritual life existed for him despite his being president, not because he was president. What is most remarkable about Lincoln's spiritual life is that he maintained it, as if he were a nobody, despite becoming one of the most important somebodies in history. Of course, the Hindu Upanishad image of the spiritual path as a razor's edge means that it is an impossible path. You cannot walk on a razor unless you are only light and spirit. So in that sharp light, we too can, like Lincoln, be lighted down in honor, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.